This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And don't forget, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room to allow you to do that. Discord.lrn.fm is where you can join that room. We'll jump in there and get you on the air with us. If you're just tuning in the first hour of the show, Conan, you had announced to us that you had been ticketed.
Yeah, this is something I never really talked about because I was trying to skirt the law. I've become the scoff law here. But I didn't want to really talk a whole lot about my vehicle not being inspected because I was trying to see how far I can get it.
How many miles?
I went over 5 years. Miles, maybe, I don't know, 25,000, 36,000.
That's how I counted it before. So, like, when I got my misuse of plates ticket for having a Shire plate on the back of my car, or the car that I was driving at the time, I hit the tripometer or whatever just to see how many miles it would be before I actually got pulled over. It was 2,950 miles. Mm-hmm. Before I finally got ticketed. But the last time I tried it back in like 2007, it was only 30 miles. So you never know how long it's going to be. But anyway, you got a ticket for not inspecting your vehicle, which is required supposedly by the statutes here in New Hampshire. You'd gone for 5 whole years, and Jack in Arizona did stick with us here. He's pretty upset about it. Jack says that, you know, you are a bad guy, Conan.
He says, I got what was coming to me.
And that you ought to move somewhere else if you don't like the laws here. Now, Jack, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would you say that's a pretty accurate summary of what you said?
That's very accurate. I think that I'm not in favor of all these laws either, okay? And there's a lot of laws here that I don't particularly agree with. But if I don't like them, you know, there's lots of other places you can move.
Well, now, wait a minute. Isn't it true that, like, if you don't like a law, shouldn't people disobey bad laws? Like, shouldn't good people not be so obedient to the state, to bad laws?
Well, you know, I know people that don't think it's a good law that you can't rob a bank.
So you know people like that?
Rob a bank?
You really know people like that?
Yeah, I do.
Wow, you hang out with some really unsavory characters.
Never met that person, but we're talking about a crime where there's actually victims involved,
robbing a bank.
You know,
correct.
You guys would be the first to cry and scream if somebody went out and killed somebody because their car didn't have good brakes.
More than half of the states in this country don't have vehicle inspections, and you never hear those stories.
I know. I'm in one of those states that don't have it.
All right.
That's not the point. The point.
What you're saying is it's a law and I have to follow it. But it's a bad law.
So what if the law is you're not allowed to be named Jack?
Gotta move somewhere else.
Then I better change my name, hadn't I?
Come on.
Or as Martin Luther King once said, or actually wrote in his letter from a Birmingham jail, one not only has a legal but moral responsibility to obey just laws, conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws.
So you disagree with that, right, Jack?
I disagree with the fact that if you don't agree with the law, then go to your legislature, go to your whatever, and work at getting it changed. Don't tie up a policeman's time.
So you're opposed to the concept of civil disobedience.
Yeah, he's clearly opposed to that. And he also is blaming the victim. This is the attitude that we've been given before. It's like, you're wasting the police's time.
So Martin Luther King Jr. should have just done what he was told. Gandhi should have just done what he was told.
And Rose
that's what you're saying, right, Jack?
Well, you know, the thing is, you're either
Those Jews should just report to the ghetto. Don't disobey the Führer.
If you're guilty, why spend time telling the courts, sign up the courts, and police officers, because I don't want to pay the
blaming the victim, Jack. In this case, the officer made the choice to enforce a victimless crime law. He's the one who initiated this aggression, and Conan, or whoever it is that challenges that and goes to court, is just following the law. Conan, you're just following the law. It's your right under the system to go to the court and have a trial so they can prove their case against you. You do not have an obligation to plead guilty. They want you to, but you don't have an obligation to do that. So, Jack, you're blaming the victim in this case because the police can always choose to focus on real crime. And another time when this happened to us, because the people who love the state always trot this one out. It's like, you're wasting our precious police time. Well, they didn't have to respond. When we had a dozen people arrested at the jail for a peaceful protest at the jail, we call them the Trespass of 12, they literally brought out every cop in the region. They brought out cops from surrounding towns, not just the Keene police, but they brought Marlboro, they brought Swansea, they brought Stadies, they brought every adjacent town cop over there, every single cop. And somebody, of course, later complained, every cop had to respond. You took every single cop off the street. It's all your fault, you trespassive activists. It's like, no, no. We were just standing there with signs. We were actually on our way out when this throng of police, phalanx of cops, arrived to arrest us. They didn't have to send anybody. Nobody was in any kind of danger. There was no actual crime with a victim. But, Jack, you blame it on the victim. The victim in this case was Conan.
Yeah. What you're saying is all those policemen that showed up knew there was only going to be 12 people, and they knew it was not going to be any violence. Is that what you're saying?
Unless there's evidence of violence, then yeah, they should presume there's probably no violence. Well, nobody called them saying there was a rioting crowd, that there was people throwing rocks.
There. Hmm? The police have to be there to find out if there's going to be violence.
No. When a cop gets a call to a situation, they don't always have to presume that there's some sort of violent thing happening. If a cop gets a call to a shoplifting incident, you know, the odds are that the shoplifter isn't in a fracas with people in the parking lot. If they were, they would have said that there's a fight happening, and then the cops would get there even sooner. So they can respond to things based on priorities. If they had any other calls of violence at that particular moment, they should have sent those officers there. If there was a domestic violence incident that just got called in, then some of those officers should have gone there instead of going out to the jail to deal with peaceful protesters where not a single rock was thrown, nobody was violent in any way, shape, or form, and nobody ever claimed that.
And there is no history of violence taking place.
Yeah, the only violence is on the behalf of the police. They're the ones who commit the violence. They're the ones who are threatening people with peaceful people in these cases. Again, I'm not talking about murder or rape. Those are calls where the police should be responding because there's an actual victim. But, Jack, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And that's that attitude of, oh, well, you're the problem. You and you activist types, you people who actually believe you have rights and you want to stand on those rights, you want to use the system because that's what you're doing.
That's what they always tell me to do. It's right. Like, if you want to change the system, you've got to use the system. And here we've got Daryl here who goes there every week.
Yep.
And he knows the system backwards and forwards. And how long does it take to get a law passed in New Hampshire? Years and years and years. You got to change the mind of all these oldsters.
Yeah,
who,
a decade. If it's something that the governor really, really, really wants, then depending on when he says he really, really wants it, you might have to wait several months before the legislative filing period, which is in the fall, and then the session begins in January. If they fast-track it, then you might be able to get it through both houses in about a month, and then it takes about 3 weeks to still get its way onto the governor's desk. So you're still talking on something that gets fast-tracked 6 months.
And that's pretty unlikely. Because most of
that's
it is
very unlikely.
You're slogging, you're trying year after year after year, trying to get the thing through and convince more bureaucrats.
Right, again, that's the fast track.
Right.
The regular track, It took, what, about 15 years to get something they call cannabis decrim?
Right, and then when they passed the medical pot, it took 4 years to actually implement the thing.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733, and a sick lady, a dying woman, had to sue them in order to do it.
Yeah.
Then she died. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in here. That Skype username, lrn.fm. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about civil disobedience and also civil obedience. Apparently, doing disobedience upsets people, and then it upsets it further, it upsets those same people further, when you also do civil obedience and take something to court. Because you're just using the system the way the system
the way
is
they
designed.
The way they told me to do it.
And they are constantly doing that. They're demanding that we get involved in the system. Don't do civil disobedience. Just get involved. Well, when you get involved in the system, then we get things like what they say to us at the school board meetings, Conan, where they're saying things like, you people shouldn't be here.
Or whatever. Why didn't you show up to any of our meetings twice a month, every month, or, all throughout the year?
Well, then they don't want you to be at the meetings because then you're going to ask questions that they don't want to hear. So they actually don't want you to get involved in the system. They would really prefer if you just did what the caller suggested and leave and go somewhere else and stop bugging them with their system.
But then if you try to leave, depending on which jurisdiction you're trying to leave, right, you might not be allowed to.
That's true. It's a crazy situation. So we're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. But I do want to let you know about liberty.menu, because one of the things that we can do right now, wherever it is that you are, is connect with other people who think like us, people who aren't big fans of the state, people who want to have freedom, more liberty in our lifetime, people who understand what freedom means, that you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else. Individuals like you, perhaps, who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Those are people that should get together, that should get to know one another, that should find each other. And liberty.menu can help you do that. It can help you identify local business owners in your area that actually agree with liberty. And so whether you're a customer or a business owner, you ought to go to liberty.menu, or both. And you can list your businesses there, and then other people in your area can find you. Now, it's a newer site, so there may not be many businesses listed in your area. And if you're in New Hampshire, you'll see plenty.
Yes.
But outside of New Hampshire, there's some. But they need to get more filled in. And so if you are a freedom-friendly person and you want other liberty-friendly people to know about your business, you really ought to go to liberty.menu. And you can add your business there. Or if you've got more than one business, as a lot of entrepreneurs have more than, one plate up in the air, add all of them. Add everything that you've got going on to the site, and maybe you're an event creator or promoter that, again, you want to reach out to libertarians, let them know about your event that you're putting on. There's an events category. There's also a digital content category for the creators out there as well. So go to liberty.menu. There's a bit of a social networking aspect, and you can, of course, rate and review the businesses that are up there. You can go to liberty.menu right now and get started. And if you want, use code FTL, and then you'll get a Free Talk Live listener badge as we go to the Discord on-air call-in line room where John is on the line in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, in the wake of the U2 office shooting, I'd like to get the guy with the beaver teeth opinion of gun laws.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
The guy with the beaver teeth.
Can you actually, not be mean when you call
him? Well, I don't know his name. I'm sorry. I don't know his name.
Maybe people will want to actually talk to you if you
don't. No, I don't know his name. I'm just trying to ask.
Well, we can go around the table here and give everybody's opinion. What was the question exactly?
I just want to get you guys' opinion on gun laws.
Okay.
Start a conversation about that.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
It didn't sound like you wanted to start a conversation.
No, it sounded like
you just wanted to
somebody.
Insult people.
Yeah. But we'll give you the opinions. Go ahead. Daryl, you can start.
I don't think that there should be really any laws on guns. The only law that I think should exist is if governments are going to buy it, I should be allowed to buy it.
And there actually is a piece of legislation floating through the legislature right now. It died. Oh, well. It was a good try. It would have made it so the government could not purchase any equipment that was not available to the average person.
Ooh, I like that.
That was not available on the open market.
Yeah. Conan, your opinion on gun control?
Well,
gun laws.
I think the question was the YouTube shooting, and I have to admit, I don't know anything about it. I thought it happened sometime yesterday. I haven't been able to look at it.
I'm going to tell you about that.
Some Persian girl who claimed to be a bodybuilder, vegan, animal lover. Yeah, very, very interesting story. I agree, Daryl. The way I read the Second Amendment, it says a well-regulated militia, and that is I should be able to have and own any weaponry that the military owns. And that includes nukes, which I don't agree with should be floating around there, by the way.
Right. And yeah. states, New Hampshire being one of them, they recognize the organized militia and the unorganized militia. And the unorganized militia is every able-bodied person between the ages of, I believe it's 18 and 65.
Where this is leading to, I mean, all you have to do is pick up a history book, and you're gonna see exactly where this is leading to. You've got all of our youngins, all of our Zers and our millennials and Zers, who are actually throwing their ability to defend themselves in the future. They're throwing it away. They're giving it to the government because they expect the police and the military to protect them. And we know what's coming next.
Well, they've had the police trotted around all their lives. They go to the government schools. They have, like, cop day.
And they're in lockdown.
Yeah.
And they got the cop running walking around with a rifle slung over his shoulder.
Yeah, I remember when they had cop day when I was in school. This was back in the 90s, where they'd bring out, like, the SWAT team. They'd land the helicopter in the field and, like, you know, make a big show about, you know, how badass they were. And all of that is kind of, and then of course, earlier on when you're in elementary school, they got the DARE program, and they're always trotting around the cops as though they're out there to protect you and keep you safe. And, you know, of course, then when you become a teenager, they start arresting your friends for things that, you know, don't involve a victim. That's when the facade begins to crack. But obviously, these teenagers haven't had enough of that happen to them.
No, they haven't. They haven't seen enough fire and fury to know what real pain is going to feel like when it actually comes. And it's coming, because I'm sorry, history is cyclical, and it's going to happen. And you're going to have a bunch of millennials and Zers who aren't going to be able to protect themselves.
And
at a time when most of these kids are going around touting that their president is Hitler. at a time in our
you know, who also
history,
took guns away,
and right. Who also took guns away, in a time in our history, this is when you should be wanting to stockpile to protect yourself from your supposed Hitler president,
right? And start talking about secession too, because if, you know, if Hitler does go ahead and start taking guns away, or they pass some sort of crazy, you know, restrictions at the federal level, then maybe there's, you know, there's going to be some neighbors of ours that are going to be more open to secession than they would have been previously.
Has our caller ever mentioned why? Where do you stand on gun control?
I already discussed.
He's gone.
Him. Yeah. He asked his question. You know, we answered his question, and that was.
Well, that's how I feel about gun control. I don't think it should exist.
So, I mean, if those callers didn't have a history of, like, screaming into their phone or saying, you know, words they're not supposed to say, I might have considered holding him on. But then again, he opened with an insult, so I wasn't, you know, that interested in keeping him around for the conversation part. Again, you know, you get the respect that you put out there. And if you are going to treat other people like they're human beings, including the hosts on this show, you'll get treated like that, too.
And we'll talk about whatever you want, because guess what? It's Free Talk Live.
That's true. So you said, Conan, you didn't know a whole lot about the shooting at YouTube. I got some information.
Excellent.
About the shooter. It's a woman this time.
Uh-oh, and she's Persian.
And she had a handgun this time.
And she's a vegan.
Yeah, that too. And she
doesn't do CrossFit.
There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. SaveItPurse.com. That is where you can go if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. And no joke, you can really save 20% easily on pretty much anything. You can try for more or less if you want. The more you want to get off, the discounted off the price, the longer it might take to fulfill the order. So keep that in mind. So if you're not in a rush at all, just try the 33%, which is the maximum discount. See if somebody bites on it. Basically, what you're doing is, the trick is you have to have Bitcoin. So you put your Bitcoin up into an escrow, based on whatever the price of the item is. And then essentially, the discount you want off your item, so let's say it's 20%, is what the person who ultimately buys that item for you and sends it to you as a gift has to pay in addition to the market price of Bitcoin. So that person is willing to pay 20% more for the cost of a Bitcoin in order to get Bitcoin through this site, saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Now, why would somebody pay 20% more than the cost of a Bitcoin? Maybe they don't want to, identify themselves. Maybe they live in another country and, it's just a way for them to easily get Bitcoin because it's not available. They don't have a Bitcoin vending machine or something like that. There's no Coinbase there that they can easily sign up with.
Could also be people that wind up for various reasons earning Amazon credits.
Correct.
And they can't necessarily use those where they live.
Or, they don't need anything on Amazon. So they have these credits, and if they spend them through saveitpurse.com, they can get you an item and they can get Bitcoin instead of
yes.
those credits. So it really works, and it works well. I've used it for more than 3 years now, I think, have saved a couple thousand dollars on well over 100 purchases over time. So it's money that I, you know, these are things I would have bought anyway. It's just that I can save now big time. So I got the most recent purchase finally after like probably close to a decade, my activist backpack if you've seen videos of me, I frequently have this thing on because, you know, it carries a lot of stuff. I can carry a laptop. I can carry a video camera. I've got flyers, you know, pretty much everything I need for being somewhere doing activist-y things. I can fit. The only thing I can't put in that bag is a tripod. Like everything else I can pretty much put in that bag. And after, you know, close to a decade of just wear and tear, finally one of the zippers got torn off and one of the security agents finally did the rest of the job. The zipper was kind of going and the security agent at the courthouse last week really just destroyed it. And so, you know, I don't have anybody around who's a sewing, you know, seamstress or whatever, and so I just figured, you know what, I'm going to go see if that same bag's available. Got it up on saveitpurse.com, and it's pretty much the identical bag with a few coloration differences, a few minor pocket changes on the inside.
I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, there's basically no difference between them. And I got this thing down from like 67, 70 bucks down to like 50, 55 bucks.
Nice.
So, I mean, it was delivered in 2 days. So, really, there's no reason not to do this.
By yours truly, probably.
It might have been you. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, it's awesome. It works really well. Save at Purse. SaveATPurse.com. You go there and save big time on the things you want to buy. So we go to more of your calls and thoughts. Also, we'll talk about the shooter, Nasim Agdam, the 39-year-old female shooter out in California at YouTube headquarters yesterday. But first, we've got David. He's calling from Detroit, and you're on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
So I kind of wanted to talk about the Creeper Act and why prohibition of that sort of thing typically doesn't work.
Okay, let's remind our audience who might not have been tuned in when we talked about this, what is the Creeper Act?
Okay, so yeah, the Creeper Act is an act that basically wants to ban sex dolls depicting, you know, underage or, you know, underdeveloped children.
Correct. Yeah, there's some U.S. representative who's on a crusade to create a new prohibition for the United States to prohibit certain sized sex dolls.
Creeper is an acronym.
Yes, of course it is.
Standing for Curbing Realistic Exploitative Electronic Pedophilic Robots.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, kind of a story that's personal to me specifically. And that's the fact that as a child, my father ran a Christian ministry, and, you know, I was raped several times as a kid.
Oh,
so,
by whom?
By different students, like college students within the ministry. So,
jeez.
I want to talk about this because I would much rather have that happen to a doll, although I find it horrible you'd want a doll depicting underdeveloped children. I'd much rather have it done to a doll than to a young person, just because of the amount of times it, you know, it negatively affects me every single day. And, you know, it's kind of underreported on how often it happens to males, but it did happen to me. And it's just, like I said, I would much rather have it happen to some fake doll.
Now, with the people who would counter you would say, well, what if the dolls make these guys want to do it more to a real person?
Yeah, what if it's a gateway drug to bigger and nastier things?
That's a valid point. And I think the only thing I could counter with without kind of researching and looking into it is that pornography has reduced rape in the past. You know, there's statistics available.
Well, correlation isn't necessarily causation, is it? Or is there a way to prove? Is there a way to interview potential rapists and say, hey, you know, did you decide to not rape because you watched porn? I mean, I don't know if you'd be able to identify those people, so it might be hard to study that.
They probably know everything.
I just think that that's kind of a reasonable argument. I'm not a psychologist, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about that, but that's what I would have to say. I would also say that even if you were to ban it, which I understand where the people who want to ban it are coming from, banning stuff doesn't work. It hasn't worked for weed. It hasn't for, it definitely didn't work for alcohol. doesn't work for drugs, won't work for guns.
It's like Gene the Christian Anarchist said in the chat room when we first discussed this issue, I think last week. Well, okay, so they banned small childlike dolls, so now the, you know, sex doll companies are going to release a 36-inch alien doll, you know,
right.
Something like that.
They'll only find a way around a law.
Midgets.
Or a detachable head, where and you'll have to buy the head that you want on the black market.
No, right. You can't have detachable heads because then that promotes decapitation.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, the whole idea of, and you're absolutely right, of course, David, is that, you know, prohibition doesn't work. It's only going to drive these things underground. You know, then you're going to have black market doll sales, and who knows what that's going to end up looking like. And it's just very undesirable to prohibit things because then criminal enterprise takes over that particular business. It doesn't ever go away. And ultimately what they're talking about here is criminalizing thought. I mean, they're talking about making ideas illegal. They're talking about what it is that's going on in that person's head, because there's not an actual crime against a victim if there's somebody who's having sex with a doll. It's bizarre, it's strange, but there's no victim.
Absolutely.
David, I appreciate you sharing that. I appreciate you sharing your own past, because that sounds really horrifying. And if you want to talk more about that, you're certainly welcome to do so. But if not, I'll understand.
Dave, one quick question. What Christian denomination did you grow up in?
Actually, evangelical.
Yeah.
So these were supposed evangelical Christians who raped you.
Yeah, they were evangelical college students for a college ministry at a pretty well-known university my father ran. So,
and where do you currently stand in the Christian faith?
I'm atheist.
Yeah, I wonder if that had something to do with it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things.
I grew up in the church as well. I'm not a fan.
Were you a preacher's kid?
No. But I got beat up by the preacher kids. You know.
Did you want to talk? Because I could ask you more questions about it, David.
Yeah, go ahead, I guess.
How old were you when you were first raped, and you know, what was the circumstance?
Yeah, so I don't like to remember it, but it happened at this event around Christmas. I was really young. I was under 7 or 8 years old, I think, the first time it happened. So I was definitely not anywhere close to being fully developed. But it was at this kind of Christmas event. It was an event before, I think, New Year's and Christmas, and, you know, it just kind of happened. They were celebrating. I guess, I think I remember the guy taking me to the bathroom.
Hang on one moment here if you want. Stand by, David. More coming up. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. Still, we got to talk about this YouTube shooter. The woman who showed up at YouTube yesterday and started blasting and then ultimately killed herself. Obviously, now people have had a chance to learn a little bit more about her and what she believed. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to support us online by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live, talking about freedom, 7 nights a week, live on 180 radio stations, 2 satellite signals internationally, and online, of course, as well. If you appreciate that, then you want to support the show for $5 a month, cost of a fancy cup of coffee. You can help us out by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. That's money that we can invest into Free Talk Live that we can get on more radio stations with so we can spread the ideas of freedom even further. And you get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. There's also AMP-only Discord chat rooms as well and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with credit card, PayPal, also Bitcoin Core over at amp.freetalklive.com. We've got David on the line with us from Detroit who has treaded into some unfortunate and disturbing territory, and you had said, I'd asked you, do you want to talk about this? You said you were willing to, but at the same time, you also said you don't like to remember it. So I understand if you said, hey, I've had enough, guys. But, I found myself curious when you told us that you were raped multiple times as a child as you were growing up. Your father sounded like a preacher of some sort, and it was an evangelical religion, which, as one of our chatters in the Discord chat, Singularity, pointed out, never trust sex-starved people. Mm. And, just like we've talked about how politicians will rail against some sort of topic or whatever, and then it turns out that they actually, they want to prohibit gay sex, but they are actually secretly having gay sex in the bathroom.
They're the ones found in the bathroom right. 10 years later.
So it makes me wonder about this Representative Daniel Donovan from New York's 11th Congressional District.
The guy who wants to pass the Creeper Act banning the child sex doll.
He's the prime sponsor. Yeah. There are 32 co-sponsors. The bill was sent to a committee about 2.5 months ago.
Search his house. He's probably got 5 of them hanging in the closet.
And nothing has happened.
Yeah, you want to know a man or woman's shortcomings? ask them what kind of law they want to pass.
There you go. So,
and they are going to project their shortcomings and their weaknesses onto the rest of us.
So,
I have no doubt your New York guy is in that boat.
David, not my New York
guy.
I'd
asked you the first time something where you said you were raped on multiple occasions, where something happened to you. You said you were very young, 7 or 8 years old, and you were at some sort of an evangelical event.
Yeah, that's correct. It was between, like, Christmas and New Year's.
And so, I mean, was this somebody that you had trusted? Was it a stranger, a person that you'd met for the first time? What was the situation?
Yeah, so it was a college student, I believe, and I trusted him, or I thought I did. You know, they kind of would, like, give me piggybacks, you know, kind of piggyback rides, like, on their shoulders and whatever, mm-hmm. and I kind of trusted them, and, you know, it went downhill from there.
And so there was a gathering of multiple people. Did he act alone? Was he with a group?
I think in that specific incident, it happened alone. However, there was a separate incident where it happened between two guys.
Wow. And the first time, you know, he had presumably, what, did he get you alone somewhere? How did he do it?
Yeah, like he wanted to talk to me in the bathroom, I believe it was. I don't really remember exactly, but I just remember it going downhill from there.
Wow.
David, did you ever come out to your parents about this incident?
That was going
to
be my question. Did you tell your dad?
I actually haven't. I kind of...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I'll...
Were you afraid?
I don't want to talk about it with them. I have a pretty good relationship with them for, like, one of the first times, you know. So I don't really want to kind of compromise that.
When it happened to you, did you know that was wrong? I mean, at the time, were you aware that that shouldn't have happened? And
I just didn't really understand what happened, really, until I was, like, 18 or 19. So not... I've only really understood it for 5 or 6 years. I mean, it's really kind of unfortunate.
So it wasn't that you weren't afraid of this person or afraid of what your dad might think. You just didn't even know what had really occurred.
Right. You know, it kind of took a lot of therapy to decompress and figure out what happened.
Now, when did you go to therapy? I mean, if your parents didn't know about this, did you check yourself in as an adult?
Yeah, as an adult, you know, the college I was attending, you know, had kind of free therapy, so I kind of took advantage of that and went from there.
Well, what did your therapist recommend doing as far as talking to your parents your relatives about this?
They've recommended me talk about it with family members, you know, both my parents and, you know, other family members, but I kind of just don't want to, and maybe that's my own problem, but...
Because, I mean, obviously you're talking with us about it and you don't know us. Is it because, you know, you're worried about what your dad will think, that he won't believe you or that he'll be angry?
Or it might ruin his faith?
I doubt he'll be... What?
Or it might harm your father's faith in the system, in his own system.
I mean, I'd be happy if it harmed his faith in the system. I think the reason why he's a Christian is the amount of control he has. Or he thinks he has with, you know, with his religion. But I guess I just really haven't wanted to talk about it with family members. Obviously, I've never met any of you guys before. You've probably never heard of me before.
Right.
But
yeah, this is your first call, I think. I don't think
I've called a handful of times.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I scrolled back on Skype, and I didn't see any previous calls. You must have called on the...
on Telus, I think. I've been in AMP for a while, I believe. So.
Okay, cool. Hey, man, thank you for doing that. And I appreciate you, you know, treading into some what is very obviously uncomfortable territory. I hope that, you know, you've been able to have relationships since then that have been somewhat healthy. No?
Limited, but yeah.
How old are you now, if you don't mind?
I'm 23.
Okay, so pretty fresh out of college then.
Yeah.
Very good. Any other questions for him, guys, while we've got him?
Thanks for calling, David.
David, thanks for calling and
sharing
that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And that's, you know, that's a guy who was raped as a child saying there shouldn't be a law against these sex dolls. And, in fact, Daryl, you actually took a closer look at this Creeper Act legislation and where it sits in the U.S. Congress right now. And it was your estimation that this probably isn't going to get off the floor.
I don't think it's ever actually going to wind up getting out of committee because it's been sitting in committee since January 22nd. There are huge numbers of bills in Congress that wind up getting introduced. They go to a committee because it has to go to a committee. But in Congress, there's no requirement that the committee ever actually do anything. Unlike here in New Hampshire,
where they have to work on every bill.
Every bill in New Hampshire must have a committee hearing. The committee must have a recommendation. And that's somewhat unique to where most states don't require that.
But is that because we have 400-plus representatives and there is actually the people available to work on these bills?
No, it's because the legislative rules say that all of the bills have to have hearings. I mean, somebody could change the rules to say that hearings are at the whim of the speaker.
Well, we know how long that's going to take. We've been talking about it all night, about how long it takes to get the silly laws changed.
No. House rules are different from laws.
Actual legislation. Gotcha.
But they still had to vote on the House rules, right?
Correct. And there's only certain times of the year that they can vote on those.
So they're different in that the governor can't veto a House rule change.
Correct.
But ultimately, the full House does have to vote on the rule change.
Correct.
Okay. But the Senate doesn't have to weigh in. It's just the House has its own rules and the Senate has rules, or do they
Correct.
Have the same rules?
They have separate rules.
Gotcha.
Just like the rule that you can't hear or you can't have the same piece of legislation two consecutive years during the same biennium.
Mm-hmm.
That's a House rule. The Senate has its own version of that rule.
I see.
So if the House were to pass something that the Senate says is too similar to something that they heard a year ago, the Senate could say, we're not going to hear this because you're violating Rule X that says you can't do the same thing 2 years in a row in the same biennium.
Now, what about the one rule that affects the whole House where they lock the damn doors? Is there like a bipartisan House/Senate committee that decides on those things, or is the full who decides on that? Because, like, you have to go through the damn front doors now, and it's been like that for 5 years or something.
I believe the speaker that, like, unilaterally did some kind of something.
But it affects the Senate, too, right? So you're saying the Speaker of the House made that decision.
All members of the legislature and all state employees that work in either the state house or the lob, they get a little key card where they can go through those other doors.
Right. Sure.
So it doesn't affect the Senate. It affects us.
The people. Right. But it's interesting that the House person would be able to make a decision like that if the Senate can't weigh in on that. Anyway, that's, to me, one of the most annoying things.
Or at least, as it was explained to me, that was a decision by the Speaker.
Hopefully, you know, at least in New Hampshire, we don't have a damn metal detector. Some places you can't even...
Not yet.
Yeah. You can walk in with a gun, carrying into the State House here, and that's totally fine.
Or your town office.
But you have to go through the damn front door now, and it's super annoying, especially when it's cold and icy out. Like, you want to go into the closest door. You can't do that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.